Retirees are often looking for a good cause to which to devote their time. Not many take up grinding flour from a 160-year-old water-powered mill. The story of what happened when the wheels came to life is this edition of the American Countryside. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Ken Hyman's group had a problem.
When we started the Friends of the Mill in the fall of 1996, we didn't even know what we had. We knew we had an old building, lots of old machinery. We didn't know how it worked.
He's in charge of interpretation at the Pine Creek Mill near Muscatine. When they removed 6 feet of mud in the basement, they found the old water turbine, had it repaired, and hoped the 160-year-old mill would come to life.
When we got it hooked up, we let the water go through to see what would happen, and the stones actually turned. And the stones were not adjusted right, they weren't sharp, but we didn't care. We had the stones turning.
Eventually, Ken was able to adjust the stones and get some ground corn.
The mill hadn't been sterilized, had raccoons and mice living in it for many, many years. We didn't care. We sifted the cornmeal, and I went home and made some muffins. They were the worst muffins I ever ate. They were full of grit from the millstones, but nobody got sick.
This was a complicated mill with several devices working at once.
We also have what's called the corn system, which is a steel roller mill, which was put in 1870s. With that system, we can throw in ear corn, and we can get shelled corn out or cornmeal.
All the work has been done by volunteer labor.
And it's kind of a bunch of old retired guys that treat the mill as kind of their big plaything. Not that they don't respect it and do things to high standards, but they just really enjoy puttering around, getting it to work.
The mill is open to visitors, so they can see how the operation once accomplished its important work. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.